Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 8, 2026. We start with a close look at Bitcoin and key macro and regulatory developments shaping the market. Bitcoin's price is navigating complex volatility. Recent geopolitical oil shocks near the Strait of Hormuz have added pressure. Meanwhile, a $13 billion options position is acting as a price magnet, stabilizing Bitcoin near the $70,000 mark. Large whale selling has appeared bearish, as it coincides with retail buying. These mixed signals come alongside varied derivatives activity and continuing ETF flows. Ethereum has experienced a notable movement, with whales becoming active amid a 15% drop in the Athena price from its weekly high. This action adds to the landscape of on-chain dynamics to watch closely. Sentiment-wise, the crypto fear and greed index has fallen back to extreme fear levels, reflecting caution after last year's market crash. On the macro and policy side, the Florida Senate has passed a bill expanding regulation of stablecoins, imposing issuer compliance requirements and banning unlicensed issuance. This move signals sustained U.S. state-level efforts to regulate stablecoins amid federal discussions. At the federal level, new tax reporting rules for crypto have drawn criticism from Coinbase for complexity. The IRS has also proposed delivering crypto tax forms electronically, which could impact exchange account reporting. Internationally, South Korea is moving to block corporate trading of major stablecoins USDT and USDC, tightening regulatory control over stablecoin usage in the corporate sector. Institutionally, Circle has utilized its USDC stablecoin for a $68 million internal treasury payment settled in just 30 minutes. USDC also surpassed Tether in February for stablecoin transfer volume, hitting $1.8 trillion and commanding 70% market share. ETF flows remain mixed. Jane Street recently sold $19 million worth of Bitcoin, raising questions about possible liquidation risks amidst the complex market signals. Legal updates include the dismissal of a U.S. lawsuit accusing Binance and CEO Changpeng Zhao of enabling crypto transactions linked to terrorist groups. The judge cited insufficient evidence but allowed plaintiffs to potentially refile with amended claims. Separately, a Washington man was sentenced to 2 years for diverting $35 million to a failed DeFi platform, highlighting ongoing security and fraud concerns in crypto. In broader market news, prediction market platforms Polymarket and Kalshi are pursuing $20 billion valuations despite fundraising opportunities being tested by regulatory challenges, including a class action lawsuit against Kalshi. Looking ahead, key levels to monitor include Bitcoin's near $70,000 price magnet from sizable options positioning, oil market developments near the Strait of Hormuz, and evolving stablecoin regulatory frameworks in both the US and South Korea. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.